Good afternoon. Skies remain mostly cloudy, and we'll have a few bright spots or breaks of sunshine in spots today. The more sunshine, the milder it will be. But it does look like everyone, with an increasing south-southwesterly wind flow, will manage to get at least well into the 40s, if not the lower 50s, by the end of the afternoon. A warm front will approach from the south tonight and produce plenty of clouds and scattered rain showers. Temperatures with the front passing through will remain in the 30s to around 40 for overnight lows. A cold front will approach tomorrow morning. Out ahead of the front, clouds and scattered rain showers early in the day, with temperatures reaching into the lower to mid 40s for the high point of the day. However, after that front passes during the mid to late morning hours, the wind will flip around to the west-northwest, and temperatures will steadily fall the second half of the day back through the 40s and 30s and into the 20s, and any leftover rain showers will transition to snow showers with the colder air flowing in. Also, that northwest breeze will pick up and at times gust over 30 miles an hour on Friday afternoon. The colder air will continue to settle in on Friday night and remain with us during the day on Saturday. High pressure will be in control to start the weekend, and skies will be sunny, but highs on Saturday will only manage to get into the lower 30s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm system moving through the Tennessee Valley and shearing off the mid-Atlantic coast. At this point, it looks like some light snow will make it as far north as I-90 during the overnight hours on Saturday night, with the steadiest snow falling across the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, with several inches likely. As you move farther away from the storm center and toward the I-90 corridor, perhaps dusting up to a couple of inches of snow, with lower amounts farther north toward the Canadian border. We'll continue to track this system and update the forecast for the weekend. Either way, it looks like it'll be out of here as early as sunrise on Sunday, leaving us with increasing sunshine and temperatures back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Another pretty good warming trend will be upon us for the early part of next week. We will have to contend with some scattered rain showers Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but temperatures will start off in the 40s to open up the week on President's Day, but push into the 50s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, warm, moist air will lift through the southern plains and the mid-Atlantic region over the next few days, producing showers and thunderstorms along a cold front. In this regime, temperatures will be well above normal across much of the south, with highs averaging 20 to 30 degrees above normal. These storms will be capable of producing heavy rainfall across portions of the Ohio Valley into southwestern Pennsylvania and West Virginia, some of which could cause flooding, with rainfall totals of 1 to 3 inches expected through tomorrow. Meanwhile, strong high pressure will move into the northern and central plains in the wake of the cold front, allowing colder air to settle in. High temperatures will be as much as 30 degrees below normal. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City cloudy in the upper 50s, mostly cloudy in Boston, lower to mid 50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 17. The record high 55 set in 2006, and the record low 22 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 6:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:27 p.m. 10 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Areas of fog, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy today, with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, areas of fog, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog in the middle and upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, areas of fog, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs right around 50. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Areas of fog today, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, with highs right around 50. Mostly cloudy with showers around tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, windy and turning colder, rain showers in the morning, temperatures dropping quickly through the 40s and 30s into the 20s with a few snow showers during the afternoon. Mostly sunny and dry on Saturday, lower 30s, a chance of snow, especially from I-90 south Saturday night, increasing sunshine Sunday back into the lower 40s, a chance of showers mid-40s on Monday, and a chance of showers in the 50s on Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.